Okay. So, firstly, I'm going to give an opportunity for the guys in the building first. Anyone here, would you like to share a short testament of how you found it the past year? Don't all rush me. Guys, I'm not alone in here. Is that okay? You have to believe me. I'm not on my own. There are a few other people here. Okay. Anyone online would like to share anything?
Johnny June would like to share. So June, can you unmute yourself?
Great, I can't see anyone, that's the
That's
problem.
all right. I can help you from this side.
Okay, great.
I've had to shield over the past year, and I would just like to thank God for keeping me positive throughout the year. I've prayed about it, and it's not been so bad.
Not
He's
been so
blessed
bad. That's
me.
fantastic. Well, that's great. Let's give. That's brilliant. Thank you very much, June. And you're strong. You're looking well.
Yes, I'm fine.
Excellent. Bless you. Thank you, June. Anyone else?
I'll share.
Yeah.
Kate. Jenny Wright?
Yeah, Jenny. Welcome,
Okay.
Jenny. Yeah.
Yeah, hi everyone. Yeah, I just want to thank God, and I want to thank the brothers and sisters that have over the last year, as they've been doing their family walks or walks past my house, because as you know, I'm on my own, that they've just knocked and socially distanced, stood in my driveway to say hi, see how I was doing, and that's really blessed me. So thank you to them. You know who you are, and thank you to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Helen, did you want to share? I can see you're there.
Yes, I do. I can't see myself, so I haven't a clue because I haven't got the picture on.
That's okay, I can see you.
Okay, great. One of the things that I've really learned this year is the importance of worshipping together. And I think before lockdown, I sort of sometimes thought that singing together and worshipping together was sort of for God's benefit. That it was, and of course, it is all the focus on God. But I think not being able to sing and share together has really shown me just how much God does in us when we worship together. It's been the most painful experience. It still is a really painful experience. But it's also taught me just how much we need to worship together and what the Lord does in us. And although it's wonderful, of course, that we can worship individually, I think he's really taught me and shown me the real importance of not neglecting coming together and worshiping when we can.
Amen.
Thank
Thank you. I can share, Johnny, if that's okay.
you. I'd
Oh,
like to pray
yeah, go on,
too.
Raywin. Sorry, I didn't see anyone else was there. So, Raywin, go ahead.
I just want to say thank you to God for the way in which, as a community here in Gooding Close, He's enabled us to support one another through this pandemic. And look out for those who might be struggling. So I'm really thankful to God that we have such a really strong community looking after each other.
Amen. That's wonderful. And we've just had someone in the chat. So Kathy Pugh said that she totally agrees as well with Helen about worship. So thanks, Kathy. And also Annie as well. I just wanted to share a faithful testimony to the Lord. I found this year, to be honest, extremely difficult in my workplace. I've been there, have been there 30 years this May. Can you believe that? And I've actually been made redundant, and the way it's exiting has been really difficult. And I said to the Lord, I know this is your plan, but it's just not easy. And I felt God give me a scripture that has really helped me, and it's from Philippians 3. And it says, and this was Paul talking, and he says that I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But the one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize of which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. And the thing about that was, is how sometimes our identity is in what we do. And I felt the Lord say to me that my identity is in him, and however challenging I'm going to find it, because any transition is challenging, is that my identity is him and that he has got plans and purposes for me and that I'm to press on and take hold of that. So that's just been my testimony this last year. Annalise?
Yes. I think most of you know that we just moved back to New Malden, coming to Barbara's house just before lockdown last year. And when lockdown came, it was especially hard for me because I had to stay at home with children. If you know me, you know I don't like to stay at home. I like to have people around. I like to see people. And we had just moved in. So there was so much going on, and Simon had to go to work every day. So I did feel very lonely. I had plans to travel. I had plans to see my family, or to my family to come back here. So I felt like, you know, I was stripped of everything I love to do and love to go to church and hug people and kiss people. And I couldn't do that. And throughout this year, I had so many lessons from, you know, from God, of him teaching me what's the essential. And the essential really is just to be with him and that, and just trust him. Even, you know, if your plans don't go according to what you had planned, that you just need to keep on, hold on to him, and he'll bring joy and he'll bring you, you know, peace in your heart and growing mainly. And I'm just very thankful for all the church family that really adopt us as a family, because our family is not very big. We don't have many people around here, and we were able to bubble with Emma as well. And, you know, there were so many good things that happened during this lockdown that really made us appreciate the lovely church family we had. So you know who you are, everyone that supports us. And above everything, I praise God that through this difficult time, we managed to learn through pain and through missing people. But we praise God for that. So thank you, everybody. And thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Annalise. That's so poignant, learning through pain. And thank you, Jesus. So, Karen.
Thank you. Yeah, I've learned a couple of things through this whole thing. The importance of family, but also my identity and who I am in God's eyes. Going to work and being thrown into this whole pandemic, my anxiety levels soared, and I had so much fear going into work, knowing that I'm surrounded by the possibility of the virus and being shipping the kids out to hospital and things. You're right in the thick of it, and the fear of what I was going into there and the fear of what I was coming bringing home. I had to really learn to rely on God, and the sense of family from the church encouraging me. I felt so encouraged, and people making me go for walks and getting out was amazing. And it just made me know that I'm loved by God and that I'm protected by God and that he's there for me. And I've been blessed to be able to have both my injections as well. So, but just knowing that actually we're safe in his hands and we're surrounded, like Annalise said, by this amazing family that just surround us and encourage us. So I just really want to thank everyone for that.
Bless you. Thanks, Karen. That's wonderful. Just being surrounded by God's protection and God's family. And I'm sure we've all experienced that.